Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this new day, for this new week. As we go through the letters of Paul, Father God, we thank you that we can be encouraged, Father God, with the revelation and the grace, the sufficiency that motivated him to be a shining light to help others. And thank you, Lord, that we can also be blessed through his letter, as you open it up to us through your precious Holy Spirit that knows your thoughts, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 1 from verse 1 and 2, the RSV translation. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ our Lord.
Hallelujah. I just thank you, you know, that the command of God. So God had something in his heart for Paul to make him the person that he was. And that command that God had, that motivation that God had, and it was to partake of Christ Jesus, our expectation, our hope. So just as we know we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth, just like Paul, and so just as Paul had a unique destiny, a unique purpose, a name written in heaven for himself to wake up the nations, wake up mankind. He saw so much. He saw the heart of God to save Jew and Gentile, that they could be reconciled, and everyone could actually be exactly what God wanted, was true Jews, circumcised in the heart, and their praise from God, so that they could develop on schedule, be what God had in mind, so that they could help mankind, the brothers and sisters out there, whether saved or lost, to come to the marvelous light. And that marvelous light, that marvelous goodness, that grace, that sufficiency that gives mercy, that triumphs over judgment, brings about a peace that goes beyond understanding. And that was Paul's motivation to Timothy, and that's also our motivation to mankind out there, that we can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And having peace with God, we can have peace with ourselves, and we can have peace also with our neighbors, mankind out there, with a word in season to sustain the weary. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. You've been brought back into the family, being blessed in every way, so that you can be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.